PAL series, supporting persons living with dementia at a planned level. The Pool Activity Level, PAL, instrumental tool, is a framework designed to support individuals living with dementia. This article is the second installment to the PAL series that discusses how to support persons living with dementia in the mild stages of dementia, who are usually in the planned stage of the PAL tool. Learn more about tailoring activities for your loved one's cognitive and functional abilities. What is the planned level? The planned level of the PAL tool describes those at the earliest stage of dementia. At this level, persons living with dementia can still carry out well-rehearsed tasks and routines with structure and support, but they need prompts and environmental cues to stay on track. For instance, they can go to the market or coffee shop to buy their daily meals. However, if there are changes to the shop, such as its location, they may face difficulty orienting themselves. Below is an example of how to identify if your loved one is at the planned stage. Level person living with dementia example, getting dressed, role of caregiver planned level plan and carry out familiar tasks independently plans what to wear. Selects own clothing from cupboard. Dresses in correct order encourage autonomy with minimal guidance what should caregivers do. The following shares how, as a caregiver, you can support your loved one living with dementia at the planned level. 1. Provide structure and routine. Stick to a familiar schedule to reduce confusion and anxiety. Consider providing an activity schedule or timetable for your loved one to know what is expected throughout the day. Place it in an area visible and frequented by your loved one. Engage them in activities that follow established patterns, such as making a cup of Milo, folding laundry, or gardening. Use step-by-step instructions, repeating as needed. Provide 2-3 steps instruction, giving verbal promptings if required. For example, pour the powder in the cup, pause, let's add the water now. 2. Use environmental cues. Label cupboards and rooms with pictures and simple words. Keep commonly used items consistent, visible places that are easy to reach, such as a low cabinet. Use visual aids or color codes to indicate steps. For example, using matching colors on keys and the items they unlock. 3. Offer guided participation. Let them initiate the activity, when possible, and try to join in as a collaborator rather than an instructor. Use verbal prompts, gestures, or demonstrations when they hesitate or forget what to do next. Encourage independence with supervision, intervening only when necessary. For example, if the person living with dementia has been regularly cooking, caregivers can make sure their loved one is within sight during that activity to ensure safety and intervention when required. 4. Choose familiar and purposeful activities. Select tasks they used to do regularly, such as setting up the table, sorting items, or simple craft work such as knitting or sewing. Focus on the process of doing the activity, rather than completing it perfectly. Social activities like taking a walk in the park or sensory and creative activities like sing-along sessions and gardening are ideal. 5. Communicate simply and positively. Speak slowly, clearly, and use simple, familiar words. Offer praise and encouragement, reinforcing their effort and participation. Avoid correcting or criticizing, redirect gently if they are off track. Use familiar words. It's time to eat now. We can go soon. Praise and encouragement. That looks great. You are a good painter. Thank you for helping me. Avoid correcting or criticizing. I like the design. Why don't we try a different method for the next one? 6. Minimize distractions. Create a calm, clutter-free environment. Reduce distracting background noise and unnecessary sensory inputs such as glaring lights to help them focus. Matching support to your loved one's current cognitive abilities may preserve dignity, promote engagement, and reduce frustration or behavioral challenges for your loved one. At the planned level, the goal is to empower them to continue participating in meaningful tasks, activities. Activities for planned level household chores and life skills activities, creative and craft activities, sensory and music-based activities, cognitive stimulation, physical activities, social and group activities, household chores and life skills activities. Such activities offer a sense of purpose and familiarity. Folding laundry, e.g. towels, clothes, Setting the table with guided prompts, sweeping or dusting sorting items, e.g. cutlery, buttons, socks. Watering plants, making a simple sandwich or wrap by helping to prepare ingredients, creative and craft activities. Such activities support self-expression and refine motor engagement. Coloring or painting within outlines, simple knitting or sewing tasks. Making greeting cards with prepared materials, creating collage from magazines, decorating cookies or cupcakes, sensory and music-based activities. Music taps into preserved emotional memory. Singing along to familiar songs or listening to their favorite tunes, clapping or tapping to the rhythm of a song, playing with simple percussion instruments, e.g. tambourine, shakers. Scent matching with aromatics, e.g. coffee, cinnamon sticks, laxa leaves, essential oils or herbs. Cognitive stimulation, engage memory and identity. Looking through photo albums, matching games using familiar images, reminiscent storytelling. Tell me about your children's wedding day. Reading aloud, with large print newspaper articles, books or poems. Listening to short stories or radio plays, podcast, physical activities. Promote movement and coordination, guided walks in a garden or along the corridor, simple chair exercises with music, ball toss or beanbag games, dancing or swaying to familiar music, even when seated. Social and group activities, foster connection and interaction. Playing bingo or picture-based games with visual cues, participating in small social gatherings, participating in group sing-along sessions, karaoke, participating in structured group craft sessions. Activities should be person-centered and adapted to their past interests, preferences, and current abilities. When supported appropriately, individuals at the planned level can still find joy, purpose, and connection through these daily experiences. Conclusion. These activities provide your loved one living with dementia a sense of autonomy while playing to their strengths. Was this article helpful? Yes. No times. What went wrong? This article contains incorrect information. This article does not have the information I am looking for. Times. Tell us how we can improve. Please tell us what was missing. Your name. Your email. Times. Thank you for your feedback. Your feedback will really help us to improve our content to support those living with dementia. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Pinterest,